This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Hector Cantu. Date of birth is February the 6th, 1971. Case ID number is 405-2036. Date of exam, November the 8th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Ana Lopez Cepeda, dated 3/9/2021, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2021. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old married and divorced male, times three, with five children, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and decreased cognitive function. The claimant is presently working on farms where he works on machineries, but is not working for a company at this time. The claimant states that he worked on machines as an operator for 8 years and has been working on farms off and on when he doesn't have full-time work. During that time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife and two children, and his wife is working at this time. The claimant is not receiving disability benefits at the present moment. Allegation number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back. Number two, diabetes mellitus. And number three, decreased cognitive function. History of allegations. Herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back. The claimant states that on February the 22nd, 2019, he was pulling on some wires that were being transported through a pole, and his companion let go of the pole and therefore injured him, and he was pulled down by the poles. He states because of that, he herniated an L4, L5 disc in his lumbar sacral back area. It was treated with workman's comp. However, no surgery was done here in the United States, and the claimant went to Mexico and had a discectomy and laminectomy of the L4, L5 area on May the 9th, 2021. Which was performed in Mexico. He states that the surgery did help him to reduce the numbness that he had in his legs. However, he still has pain. He states that the pain is located in the lumbar sacral back area and that it's an aching needle pain which radiates down to his feet. He states he suffers from constant burning of the soles of his feet. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive device except for a back brace that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Manuel Sanchez. The claimant does receive a IM injection of Toradol, 30 milligrams, every week for his pain. His daily activities include doing light housework around the house and also working on machinery. His physician at this time is Dr. Manuel Sanchez, and he did see a chiropractor at one time by the name of Dr. Picasso, who did not help him with his back pain. He received one session of physical therapy. His medications include naproxen 500 milligrams, BID, Tylenol 500 milligrams, TID, Tramadol 50 milligrams, TID, Gabapentin 300 milligrams, TID, OxyContin 7.5 milligrams, BID, and Toradol 30 milligrams, IMQE. He says these medications do help him with his discomfort. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the level of L4, L5 with radiculopathy. By MRI, his herniated disc was bulging at 5.5 millimeters, and it was at the level L4, L5. It has been treated with a discectomy and a laminectomy at that level. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any inner organ damage such as retinopathy, laser, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per week and states it usually comes out between 69 to 500. His last blood sugar reading was 127 mg/dL. He is presently on oral medications of metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.5, which is somewhat uncontrolled. But he states that it has been better than what it usually is. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number three, decreased cognitive function. The claimant states that he has none of these symptoms at this time and does not wish for it to be part of the report. Right shoulder pain, number four. The claimant states that on February the 22nd, 2019, when he injured his back, he also injured his shoulder on the right side. He states x-rays were performed, but no fractures, surgery, or injections were given. He was told that he had a sprained right shoulder. Symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 20 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a back support, which was given to him by Dr. Manuel Sanchez. As noted earlier, he's on multiple medications for pain that do give him minimal relief. The claimant does physical activity of fixing machines and has been told at one time to even clean a swimming pool, which he did. Medications. Toradol 30 milligrams IM QE, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, Tylenol 500 milligrams TID, Tramadol 50 milligrams TID, Gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, Metformin 1000 milligrams BID, Vitamin D 50,000 units QE, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD, OxyContin 7.5 milligrams BID. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc at L4, L5 with radiculopathy down his legs, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, major surgery, history of disectomy slash laminectomy in Monterrey, Mexico, of the L4, L5 area with fair results, social history, the claimant tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack per day for 30 years, alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 2 6-packs of beer every weekend for 30 years. The claimant states he denies any delirium tremors, but at one time did have epilepsy, which states substance abuse. The claimant has a history of smoking marijuana, comma, using cocaine, comma, but denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 2002. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 142 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 and 1/4 inch. BP, 130 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate, 88 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 23. General. This is a 51-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild back pain distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H, E, and T after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have upper dentures secondary to poor dentition. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 4-centimeter vertical midline scar at the L4, L5 area where a discectomy and laminectomy was performed for the claimant to relieve his back pain. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right shoulder, where the claimant has slightly decreases of range of motion of 120 abduction and forward elevation, secondary to a right shoulder sprain. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the feet. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time, but does have a back support for his back. Neurologic, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal, especially for the foot area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, where the claimant has a plus 4 over 5 secondary to mild weakness of the right shoulder. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant is able to grasp, pinch, and oppose fingers. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral spine area, which appears to be mild. He's able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back discomfort. Probable diagnoses. Number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, - normal physical exam with mild spasms noted. The claimant has been treated with a discectomy and laminectomy of the L4, L5 area in Mexico. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus is being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C is 8.5, which is high, and he appears to be somewhat uncontrolled. Number three, decreased cognitive function. The claimant denies this allegation. Number four, right sprained shoulder, - grossly normal physical exam. Does appear to have some mild weakness in the right shoulder secondary to a sprain. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Hector Cantu.